This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
All right, let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We have a lot to get into. Before we move forward in today's show, when I give you guys the itinerary for today's show, I go through the whole spiel about telling people to listen. I gave Rob one responsibility today. I didn't need Rob to make phone calls to go pick up any guests. I didn't need any of that today. I asked Rob to give me a best of June for the Kansas City Royals. It was a rough month, and I want you guys to know exactly what happened. Maybe you have been on vacation for the last couple of weeks, and you're unsure of what's happened with the Royals. Maybe you've been gone for the last couple of weeks. You haven't been watching games. You now take a glimpse at the standings, and you don't know how the Royals got here. Well, you know what? I asked Rob to compile all of those moments in June so we can just take a look back to see how the Royals got here as we turn the page from June to July.
Now the Royals need a long ball or an extra base hit. The 0-1 pitch. Slow roller passed off the mound toward the first baseline. Underhands to first. We have had back-to-back 1-0 games.
2-1 pitch, swing, and a liner to left center. That's a hit. Drew into play. Nootbaar coming around third. The throw is late, and the Cardinals win it. 6-5. They walk it off here in the bottom of the 10th inning.
In comes the pitch, and there goes the pitch. Deep, deep, deep left field and gone. My goodness. That thing just exploded off his bat. Pitch, line drive, off the tip of the glove of Pasquantino. Runner going to try to score. They throw to first. Safe there. Now runner coming home. The throw rolls away from Fermin. And runners end up at first and third. What a zany play.
Infield is shallow. The pitch. And a swing and a grounder toward the middle. Bobby has it. He throws home. Safe, and the Padres win it.
1-2 to Ohtani in a high drive, deep right center. Back goes Caglione to the wall and gone, Ohtani. And the Royals with a golden opportunity to win it. The pitch, ground ball, second base, not a double play ball necessarily. Second one, first base, they got the double play.
The Royals drop the opener to the Mariners by a final score of 6-2. And the Royals are more than happy to put a dreadful month of June behind it.
I just wanted to put something together so we could just sum up the month of June for the Kansas City Royals. We are turning the page. It is a new month, new us, new topics, new things to look forward to. We can put June behind us, but I just wanted to capture the spirit of the month for the Kansas City Royals. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob is here. Great job on the, are we calling that a highlight montage, a low light montage? It was really a summary. I don't want to call it a montage. It was a summary of the last month of baseball for the Kansas City Royals. I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, it would be great if you could tell one friend to check out the show. Well, the person who is in charge of putting this group together is JJ Piccolo, and he went on Cody and Gold earlier today. Now, I know that you guys want the Royals to fire some coaches. I want the Royals to fire some coaches. Somebody has to answer for the month of June. Well, JJ Piccolo says that they believe in their coaching staff.
We know what's going on internally. Again, I mentioned this, earlier in this interview. We talk to players all the time. What do you need? What are you thinking? There is a very positive feeling about our processes from a hitting perspective. The relationships are really, really deep. You're talking about guys from the first day that they signed a professional contract with the Royals. They've pretty much known one person or two people that are on our major league staff. And that's why they believe in those coaches, and that's why we believe in those coaches. What we need to do is just keep asking the questions, keep probing, trying to find nuggets that will help players get out of it. Our players, again, are very, very accountable. They understand how this thing works, and there's a strong belief in our coaches, whether it be our managers, our hitting coaches, our pitching coaches. There is a strong belief that these are the right people, and we just have to be supportive and work through these things. We feel for the players. They're the ones that are going out and standing in the batter's box. And, if it's ever comes a point where they feel like we've lost faith in them, then we failed as coaches. But right now they know that we believe in them as players. And that's the messaging that's going to continue to happen.
I think JJ Piccolo and what I heard in the interview earlier today are three things. We've got this. We believe we have all that we need when it comes to coaching, philosophy, etc. We believe that we can fix this. This is the same message that he preached a couple of weeks ago about positivity and progress and moving forward. JJ's message has been very, very simple. The Royals are playing this very even-keeled. They are not going to be led by overreactions in social media or the fan base or what the public thinks that they should do. They are going to stay the course. You might agree or disagree with their stance, but the Royals have made a stance. The time to move on from certain coaches. Now, I don't think nothing's stopping you from doing that right now, but when you get swept for three straight homestands and have back-to-back 1-0 losses, when you go and an entire homestand without winning a game, the exit points were there for you to do something drastic with the organizations. The Royals have chosen every single time to say, no, that's not how we're going to operate. We'll see if they made the right or wrong decision, but it is clear what their decision has been. So JJ Piccolo was asked about Jack Caglione. There have been some rumblings. Should Jack Caglione go back down to the minor leagues? JJ, I thought, was pretty emphatic. They're not talking about that.
We don't discuss that on a regular basis. What it is, it's night to night. We saw some signs on the last road trip where he did have some, I'll say, results that we wanted in the homers he hit in Texas. And then he went to San Diego and he hit the ball really well, but was a bit unlucky. A couple line drive outs, a couple of balls that were really squared up where he's played perfectly, hit a couple balls foul that were homers. They were just foul. So they're foul balls, they don't count, but they're the things that we saw and say, okay, he's starting maybe to come through this. And then the pitchers kept repeating pitches. So you got to give this thing some time. You know, it's, again, it's very, very natural. I can name several players over the, you know, the Royals history that I've been here that have gone through some similar things. And we wouldn't have brought him up if we didn't believe that he could work through these tough times that, you know, he's going to go through at some point. So we're going to be very patient and give him the opportunity he needs.
One thing I will say, the fans are not. Fans are usually not patient in the face of losing. Fans' solution in most instances to when a team is struggling is fire the manager, fire the general manager, fire the coach, sell the team. That is usually a fan's stance, and that's perfectly fine to have. You are allowed to have those emotions if you are a fan. I do believe as an organization, you have to be more even keel than that, and you can't be making decisions for the goal of appeasing social media and appeasing the mob. The Royals have decided not to give in to that. Now, you guys know my stance. I don't know if Alex Zumwalt has done enough to maintain his position. If your employer comes up to you and asks you to have a one-on-one meeting and then ask you the question, hey, what are you doing here? Why should we keep you on? We're thinking about making cuts. I don't know if Zumwalt's argument is going to be very strong on why he should continue to have the position and why he should be in charge of the offense when the Royals are dead last in so many important categories and don't really seem to be showing any sign of life and or improvement. It would be one thing if this offense got off to a slow start and then they got hot for a month and trended up. No, this team has never really trended up on offense. Even when they had that hot streak for about 2 weeks, they were winning a lot of those games 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. They were not really, this team has never really exploded offensively. And as you are sitting here and you are drowning and we are in the heat of summer and you are in danger of losing a lot of people's interest, especially with football being 3 weeks away, I would have done something more drastic than what the Royals have. But the Royals have taken a clear stance. The Royals are going to be patient in the face of all of these things. Last thing I want to play for you guys for JJ Piccolo, he was asked about the trade deadline. The trade deadline will be here before you know it. Here's JJ Piccolo.
No, not really. I mean, I think we're in a position where we're still competing to get into a wild card spot, and that's exciting. I think we have the personnel right now that we should be optimistic that we can still compete. We play a lot of those teams that are, you know, in the mix with us in the coming weeks and months. So, you know, the hard part is, you know, you got a month of July until you get to the end of the trading deadline, and then you have another 60 games in August and September. And when we look at our roster and guys that we expect to have back at some point this season, we think our roster is just going to get better.
That was JJ Piccolo earlier today. He was on Cody and Gold talking about the current state of the Kansas City Royals. I know that you guys are frustrated. I'm frustrated by the way that the Royals have played over the last 30, 45 days or so. Let's see how they handle July. And not handle July from a wins and losses standpoint, that obviously is important. I think the baseball gods have told you what the right play is for the 2025 Royals. The Royals should be sellers. The Royals should be open to selling just about a majority of the pieces that they have. You're not trading Bobby Wood Jr. I don't think you're trading Vinny Pasquantino. Jack Caglione shouldn't be on board. Like, there's a group of players that, why are we having this conversation? But there are a larger group of players that if you get the right offer, if you get the right phone call, and you think that is the best move for 2026 and 2027, you'll be foolish not to make that. And what I don't want the Royals to do is look at the wild card and really think that they're in it. You're under 500 at home. You're under 500 on the road. You've been the worst offense in baseball for a majority of the season. I don't really think that you have really warranted either adding more payroll and or trying to push chips into the middle to try to go for a third wild card spot for a team that is as obviously flawed as the Royals. I think the best thing to do is get what you can for Seth Lugo, maybe consider a couple other pitchers, maybe a reliever or two, and move on from those pieces and try to regroup for 2026. And with the right trades and a free agent move or two, this Royals team can be right back to the playoffs in 2026 and can be one of the more competitive teams in the American League. The Royals aren't that far off. I know it doesn't seem like that in the middle of what they're going through, but this is still a very good rotation. You still have a decent foundation for what you want to build moving forward. You just need to upkeep. You need to go get you an outfield bat. You need to make a trade. You need to kind of clean some things up. And I very much believe the Royals can be right back in the conversation in 2026. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. I was on Arrowhead Pride earlier today, and they threw out a contract proposal, possibly for Trent McDuffie. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, so I was perusing the internet, and I found myself on Arrowhead Pride. And there is a story on Arrowhead Pride, and the headline reads, Trent McDuffie Contract Projection. So I clicked on it because this show loves hypothesizing what NFL players are going to make. It's a hobby of mine. It's something that I enjoy. And I was scrolling through when it was comparing J.C. Horn, who recently got paid, Derek Stingley, who recently got paid, Pat Surtain II, who recently got a contract extension, and then putting them up against Trent McDuffie, who was obviously looking for a contract extension. Now, Trent McDuffie is not going to make a lot of money these next 2 years by NFL standards. He is going to make $2.6 million this year. I think we would all agree that he is underpaid based on his production and his position. And, Rob, we talk about that fifth-year option. That is obviously great. Trent McDuffie is going to make $13.6 million. Now, I'm not saying that's not a lot of money in real life. It obviously is. But when your position pays $30 million and you make $13 million, you can see how this will eventually cause some kind of issue. So you add it all up. Trent McDuffie is under contract for 2 years for $16.24 million. Derek Stingley just got paid $113 for 5 years. So again, you see why this is a topic, because at this point, Trent McDuffie is underpaid significantly at his position. Now, Arrowhead Pride went on to say that if you are equating it to Stingley and maybe you want a shorter, possibly more team-friendly deal, then this would be the contract projection. 3 years, $97 million, $80 million in guarantees for Trent McDuffie. I would absolutely get him to sign that contract. Like, I'm looking at Trent McDuffie's age that is very, very important. And you know my philosophy. I'm not interested in giving good players great contracts. I am interested in paying great players great deals. And if you're talking about you get the opportunity to lock up Trent McDuffie, who is 24 years old and will be 25 once the season gets going, if you got a chance to lock up McDuffie at 25, 26, and 27, so his prime, absolutely sign me up. You don't do great things without great players. You don't have a great defense without great players. One of the reasons that this defense has been one of the top five in the NFL the last couple of years is they have the best player or one of the best players at two of the most important positions on the field on the defensive side. You have one of the best defensive linemen, the best defensive tackle in the National Football League, and you have one of the five best corners in the National Football League. I'm guessing, Rob, if we looked up how many corners have been all pro in two of their first 3 years, I'm assuming we're talking about a very, very special list of corners. We are not talking about a good corner. We're talking about one of the best corners. And this is where I'll push back on anybody because we hear, oh, well, Veach drafts this position well. Certainly. We ain't talking about Jalen Watson or Legarius Sneed. We talked about Sneed like he was an all-pro or a Pro Bowl player. He didn't accomplish either one of those things. Trent McDuffie did. So sometimes you got to pay for the accomplishments. You got to pay for the Wikipedia page sometimes. And when you got two-time All-Pro by your name at 24 years old at corner, that is a player that you pay. That is a player that is a part of your long-term plans. So I don't really have any issue with this deal. We're talking about a player who has been healthy in his career, a guy who has played at an incredibly high level, and one of the best defensive players in the National Football League, and you're paying him for ages 25, 26, and 27. I have zero hesitation about paying Trent McDuffie this contract.
I would too, but I'm curious why you're okay with the three-year deal. Why would you not just give him Derek Stingley, excuse me. Why would you not give him the five for 113? Because I did a quick Google search, and on average, cornerbacks exit their prime around 30 years old. The best of the best usually can survive in the NFL until 31, 32. In your scenario, in your hypothetical, you're giving a 25-year-old, because it would be, you know, after this season, a three-year contract extension. Are you then walking on him when he's 28? Are you then giving up the dream at 28 years old? I would much rather give him a five-year deal, lock up the entirety of his prime, and then as he's around 30 years old, you have a decision to make. Do you think he has a little more juice in the tank the way, you know, a Jalen Ramsey, who's in the news, had a little more juice in the tank? Or do you think he might be cooked like a Jair Alexander type, another guy who was a good corner when healthy at the prime of his career? I don't know why you would not do the 5 for 113. That feels like you're paying a great player a great contract and you're getting all the great football out of him. You're potentially leaving something on the table if you do this three-year deal.
Yeah, I think we're saying six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. I mean, the Chiefs do have the ability to have him under contract for the next 2 years at a very team-friendly deal. So I'm talking about you throw these 3 years on the back end of the deal and just give him a guaranteed signing bonus that makes up for the money that you're not going to make right now. I mean, he's not just guaranteed a lot of money. I gave you the numbers. He's guaranteed $16 million. But if you make it an $80 million guarantee, we're going to give you a $40, $50 million signing bonus. We're going to give you that now. We're still going to take the cap benefit in these first couple of years, and we have made up for it by the signing bonus when we're obviously not going to cut you. Then on the back half of that, you're right. When we get to those later years, sure, the cap number is up. The cap number is a little bit bigger. But if we need to restructure it, if we need to reach a contract extension in 3-4 years, we're able to do that. So you and I are looking at this the same way. The Chiefs don't have to do this deal right now. Now, I would advise you to do it. You know our philosophy. This is a philosophy around the league. It's only going to get higher. And if the Chiefs have made the decision that they want to keep Trent McDuffie, then now is the time to reach that contract extension. But you should get a little bit of flexibility if you're going to do it with 2 years left on a rookie deal, where let's tack 3 years on the end of this so it ends up essentially being a five-year deal, and then we'll make up some of it for giving you a larger guarantee than what Derek Stingley got and giving you a pretty big signing bonus to make up for it in the first 2 years of this contract.
We're probably semantics.
Yeah, for sure.
I would also say this. I am begging, pleading, screaming, whatever word you want to use, Brett Veach, get back to your roots. Let's get this deal done ahead of time. Last offseason was chock full of him being late to the extension game. He was late with Nick Bolton. There's probably a tax to pay. He was late, or is late, with Trey Smith. He franchise tagged him. The idea is to extend him. So he's late there. Brett Veach was one of the best in the NFL at extending guys ahead of when they were going to be done. The first Chris Jones deal, not the last one where he sat in the press box, the one before that in 2020. Patrick Mahomes is the very notable example. Travis Kelce, he did the same thing with Creed Humphrey. Like, he has been forward thinking and usually gets these things done ahead of the curve. Last offseason, I'm hoping he's an outlier because he was behind the eight ball on two very notable players. A McDuffie deal should be done either this camp or by this time next year. Do not be entering the fifth year of McDuffie's deal and you don't have a long-term plan done. It is a 10,000-foot viewpoint, but do not let this thing drag out, because I think he made the mistake with Bolton and Smith, and you can't have that, especially the guy at a more premium position in Trent McDuffie.
Do you have a problem with paying McDuffie? Because if we were kind of going off maybe past takes, you might be on the camp of the Chiefs draft this position really well, so if there is a position that the Chiefs could pass on, corner would be one of those. I'm fine with doing that with the Jalen Watson. I was even fine doing that with Snead, especially with his injury concern and his age. Walking away or not being willing to pay a 24-year-old corner who has been all pro the last couple of years, it kind of has me thinking, like, what are we doing here? You and I talk about, like, what is the goal when you make a pick? If you move up in the draft to go get a corner and then he turns out to be the exact corner that you want, that just seems like a guy that you pay. And at some point, I think when we're talking about the Chiefs, like, their foundational players are just going to change. One of the beautiful things about the Patriots dynasty is, man, the Patriots dynasty in the first half of it was not the one at the end. Sure, Brady was the same. Gronk was there for a lot of success. But they started this with Richard Seymour. They started this with Willie McGinnis and Vince Wilfork. And that's not who made it to the end. Man, Kelsey's not going to be there for all the Mahomes Super Bowls. Chris Jones is not going to be there for all the Mahomes Super Bowls. That you were starting to establish who that new crop is going to be. That's Rashee Rice. That's Xavier Worthy. That's Trent McDuffie. That's future draft picks. So I'm all for investing in those players while they're in their mid-20s and paying them according to what the market says that they should be paid. So again, I don't have any hesitation paying Trent McDuffie. I wonder if you do.
I don't, and God, it feels good to be talking about this again because it means football is nearing the corner. Chiefs report in about 3 weeks. We'll get that Mark Donovan press conference from Mo West about how much they love being at Mo West. It's right around the corner, so I get to, you know, dust off this take. Positional value. I am all for paying players who have high positional value. I'm cool with paying an elite left tackle. Sign me up for paying a great pass rusher. I'm all in on paying a great pass catcher, whether that be tight end or wide receiver. I'm all in on an elite corner getting elite corner money, because that's what you should be doing. You should be filling lesser positional value with lesser dollars and cents and paying the premium players the premium tax. So, Trent McDuffie plays one of the five most important positions on the football field. I'm cool giving him one of the five biggest contracts on the Kansas City Chiefs. Positional value makes this a layup for me. Last offseason, me, Brett Veach, and Chiefs fans saw positional value very differently. Right guard and linebacker were not top of the priority list, but it is what it is. Next offseason, corner, 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 pay him.
I want to play for you guys some audio. So Jake Paul recently went on the Pierce Morgan show. This is actually a more competitive fight than we saw on Saturday with Jake Paul. This is part of the Jake Paul cycle. I told you guys, I'm sick of being in the Jake Paul zeitgeist, but I'm stuck. I can't fight it. Pierce Morgan sending it, hey, you should fight me. You're used to fighting 60-year-olds. Jake Paul is saying he wants to fight Gervonta Davis. I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here.
So Jake Paul agreed to go on Piers Morgan's show, and oh, they got into it.
You get in the ring with a guy who's 50, he's literally nearly as old as me. The only proper boxer you fought was Tommy Fury, and he beat you.
Fought multiple boxers with professional records, including Mike Tyson himself.
Peak Tyson, you wouldn't have lasted 10 seconds.
And you versus going to the gym, you're still a fat ass. We can make up hypotheticals. You should go to the gym. If you went to the gym, you...
I've been twice this week.
You don't think I can be Mike Tyson? I don't think you go to the gym.
I think you're a great YouTuber.
You think that your opinion matters.
Mm. Well, why are you doing my show if it doesn't?
Oh, I'm just taking your audience to sell pay-per-views. I don't give a f*** about your show. Dumbass, this is a f***ing business enterprise.
All right. This is the thing about Jake Paul that I think creates these conversations. If Jake Paul told us that he was just doing it for vibes and the money, I don't think that a lot of people would have an issue with Jake Paul. If Jake Paul was just saying, hey, this is my hustle. This is my hustle. People like to see me fight, and I'm in the business of making money. And if you guys want to keep giving me money to fight, I'm going to keep fighting. I don't know if people would kind of have this reaction to Jake Paul. But I think the issue is Jake Paul really wants us to take him seriously, or is doing a phenomenal job acting like he wants us to take him seriously, yet he fights Mike Tyson on Netflix. Like, you can't do both. If Jake Paul fought a good fighter and it was a good fight and he lost, I think he would get more respect than he gets beating up on the guys that he's been beating up on. Losing's not that big of a deal. I know that Floyd Mayweather at one point made us think that being undefeated was the end-all, be-all. Every boxer other than Floyd Mayweather that you have ever liked or cheered for has lost at some point. Somebody knocked out Mike Tyson. He came back. It was fine. He lost to Buster Douglas. That didn't stop him from fighting Evander Holyfield multiple times. He then also fought Lennox Lewis. Muhammad Ali, maybe the greatest fighter of all time. He lost the first fight against Joe Frazier. He came back. Losing is not that big of a deal. If Jake Paul fought somebody good and it ended up being a good fight and he showed you something, I would applaud Jake Paul. Hey, that takes a lot. Hey, salute to you. But you've been fighting tomato cans. I watched that fight on Saturday night. It was another Jake Paul sparring session. He continues to get me signed up for these sparring sessions. At this point, you know what? Who am I mad at, Jake Paul or me? Jake Paul's not asking me to tune into these fights. I keep doing this. I'm the one that turned on Netflix to see him fight 71-year-old Mike Tyson who could barely move. Mike Tyson spent more time biting his gloves than throwing them. I'm the one that signed up to watch him fight this Chavez Jr. guy who threw 51 punches in the fight. He threw 51 punches in a 10-round match. That's my fault. I signed up for that. Who can I be mad at? I can't be mad at Jake. Jake, show me what he is. He's a circus act that I want to quit, but I can't. I have a problem. That's why I'm coming to you guys to admit that I have a problem. I have a Jake Paul problem. I believe that's what it is. Now they're going to get me with the he's ranked 14th in the WBA. He is now eligible for a legitimate boxing championship. But is he going to fight the actual title holder? No. No. He's going to fight somebody who was really good 11 years ago that you've heard of before and go from there. He's not interested in fighting any real fighters, and I'm mad at myself for falling for it. I'm mad at myself for even watching this interview on the Piers Morgan show. It was a 16-minute YouTube video, and I watched 12 minutes of it. It's my fault. I can't quit.
His whole rise is an indictment on how little we care as a society about boxing right now. He is 1,000% a clown show, but he's ranked and can now win a title. Will he? No. But he can. He is, what, 6-1, 7-1? He has a legitimate record in boxing. If it were any other sport, any, Textline doesn't like soccer. Textline's not the biggest UFC fan. Textline sometimes hates baseball. Pick a sport, Textline, and the clown sideshow would not eventually be folded in because the sport needs it. Banana Ball is a huge success. The baseball, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred are never going to be like, you know what we should do? Let's have them be our 31st team. And then we'll have the Fireflies or whoever they played be the 32nd team. It's a sideshow. It's a spectacle. But boxing is so hurt and so unappealing to us as masses that they are now catering to this, which makes the clown show worse. And maybe we're part of the problem, Carrington, because there is a legitimate, interesting boxing fight in, what, two and a half months? Canelo and Crawford. We have spent zero time talking about it, but we've talked about Jake Paul at least five times this calendar year. And that sort of thing has made boxing try to legitimize him. And when I say boxing is doing it, he's ranked now. That's the sport legitimizing the clown show. I think his whole circus act is only getting worse because boxing needs it. No other sport would need the little sideshow act the way boxing does.
I mean, I think boxing has legitimate going on. Like, I don't want to just...
I don't think those things move the needle at all with the general public the way he does.
Yeah, I guess I would disagree. I mean, I'm guessing whenever we see the number for Canelo and Crawford coming up in September, I imagine a lot of people are going to watch the fight. I just think we're drawn to the spectacle. Like, there's real baseball, but I watch the Savannah Bananas that are filling out baseball, like filling out football arenas. So, like, I think it is unfair to say that boxing is solely fixated on the spectacle. I think, like other sports, there is the NBA and there's also and-one. I think this is kind of the and-one Savannah Bananas version of boxing.
But for that analogy, you never saw, I guess it was David during the time, say, hey, the and-one team is now going to be our 31st NBA team. Welcome to the league. We got Professor, we got Escalade, we got Hot Sauce. You guys play the Lakers tomorrow. Go get them. Boxing is now ranking him in the WBO. He can feasibly go fight a real fighter. He won't because he's a coward, but he could. Boxing is folding the clown show into their sport. You're right. The Bananas are their own thing, and they're successful. You don't see Rob Manfred saying, listen, we're going to follow their model. Welcome aboard. I mean, flag football, I think, is going to become a very popular sport among, you know, the viewing public around the Olympics time. Roger Goodell's not going to have a special game where it's the best of the flag football team takes on. That's not happening. It is unique to boxing that he has become a viable thing. And I think it's because the actual boxing crowd doesn't really move the needle the same way Jake Paul does.
I want to read this tweet that we got a little bit ago. CDOT. Dusty said earlier that he would trade Trent McDuffie for TJ Watt in a heartbeat. If Veach can get the DBs through the draft, what's the worry? TJ Watt's not available for a trade. We've seen this happen a million times. We all know what's happening, right, with the TJ Watt thing. Like, we all know what's happening. TJ Watt wants a new contract. Your team makes it seem like they don't want to give you the contract. Oh, well, we might trade you. And then once we get closer to the actual start of the season, like, wait. You're one of the five best defensive players in the National Football League. All right, we'll go ahead and give you the money that you are asking for. TJ Watt is playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, next year, and the year after that. This is one of those offseason stories that always pop up when a guy's unhappy about his contract, and that guy always ends up staying. You guys remember whenever Lamar demanded a trade? Remember when Brandon Ayuk didn't want to play for the San Francisco 49ers again? This happens every single offseason. Every single offseason. So, yes, TJ Watt right now, the Steelers are fielding trade offers, and they're not moving on from TJ Watt. He's too good of a defensive player. Teams only get rid of you when they want to get rid of you, and there's no reason to believe that Pittsburgh wants to get rid of. I think TJ Watt might honestly be the second best defensive player in the National Football League. Like, there's a really strong argument that Garrett is number one, and then TJ Watt's the second best defensive player. They're not trading him for two first-round picks that they'll get in next year's NFL draft. No, he will be on the team. They will reach a long-term extension. That is always how these contract situations get worked out for a player of his caliber. They're just going through that June chicken match that they always go through where one side eventually has to blink. Coming up on the other side, what are we doing? The steps to San Paulo? What is
Sao
it called?
Sao Paulo. Steps to Sao Paulo. We're going to get it one time. Steps to Sao Paulo.
Hey, I don't know. You know what? We're taking a brisk walk to Brazil. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The dog days of summer are upon us, and in Kansas City, that means one thing.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Chiefs football is around the corner. The Drive gets you ready with a Chiefs topic every day, from now until the start of the regular season.
You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
The steps to Sao Paulo.
All right, welcome back into the show. Rob, let's do some media speculation. Now, some of this is going to come from a place of knowledge. Some of this is going to come from a place of pure speculation. But Adam Teicher of ESPN recently retired. He tweeted out yesterday, "I have no more Chiefs stories to tell. After 32 seasons, this is my last day covering the team. From Montana to Mahomes, from Schottenheimer to Reed. But tomorrow, I am moving on. On literally to the next mountain. Thanks, everyone." That is Adam Teicher of ESPN. I remember the first time I met Adam Teicher. It was in the final season that the Chiefs went to River Falls. I was still an intern, and this was kind of the last big assignment that I had before I went back to college, was that I went with Nick and B-Dub when he was still here, and Jared Carter, for those of you that were listening to What's Right with Nick Wright back in the day, and we all went to River Falls, and we had dinner with Adam Teicher, and he was telling us these old Chiefs stories, and he was just a Chiefs encyclopedia, in my opinion. So I want to say congratulations to Adam Teicher as he is done covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, let's do some reckless speculation here. I mean, ESPN is going to have somebody cover the Chiefs, right? They're the best team in the National Football League. Someone is going to take over the job. Who do you think is going to take over for Adam Teicher? Who do you think? Because there's a couple of good suggestions, a couple of good names out there. Rob, are you putting your hat in the ring? Because I've been seeing the way you've been looking in these days off. Maybe you haven't been taking days off. All of the jokes that I've been levying your way, maybe under my nose, you've been interviewing with the four-letter network to take over for Adam Teicher. Maybe that's what's been going on. You know what? I'm starting to put two and two together. Maybe that's why you asked for Thursday off, so you could go interview, so you could leave us and go cover the Chiefs in a different capacity. You know what? Now that I'm starting to talk this out, I actually think that's what it was. I think that maybe you are going to take over for Adam Teicher. But congratulations to Teicher. He is retired. He is no longer the Chiefs beat writer for ESPN, and we will see who is going to take over for Adam Teicher. This feels like a Nate Taylor to me. It just feels like in the next 3 weeks, we're going to get a text, a notification that Nate Taylor is now moved over from The Athletic, and you're going to see him on TV more because he's taking over and he's going to start working at ESPN. That's just what this feels like to me, Rob. That's going to be my official prediction, that Nate Taylor is going to be the next Adam Teicher.
I mean, Adam Teicher's been on the beat now for 30 years? Is that the
32.
Number? Congrats to him. Like, no one has earned retirement the way Adam Teichert has. I worked a little bit with Adam when I was across the street. Adam's a great guy. I feel like anyone in that media room is a viable candidate. So Nate, Judas Sweeney, there's the guys from the Star. I feel like because the Chiefs are so successful, they are very well covered in Kansas City, and there is nothing but options for the four-letter network. But congratulations again to Adam Teichert. Great work in his time with both the Star and ESPN covering the Kansas City Chiefs. I saw his tweet from Montana to Mahomes. Pretty good bookends of your career of covering the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm too negative to get that job. You think I got a chance at being the ESPN Chiefs beat writer? You think I got a shot? I don't think I'd be good at that job, actually, now in hindsight. I think you got to be a certain level of, like, positive. But I don't know. Teichert wasn't always the positive. But I like Teichert because I always thought Teichert was a realist. Teichert and I were kind of one of kindred spirits. That's how me and Teichert got along so well. He and I would think very similar on a lot of things. I got a lot of respect for Adam Teichert. So congratulations to him as he enjoys retirement. And whatever he has planned in this next phase of his life, I'm sure that it will be enjoyable. All right, let's talk about one of the top stories today. There's been a lot of moves in the National Football League so far this week. So the Pittsburgh move happened earlier in the week, and now Darren Waller is coming back. Yes, that Darren Waller. You probably have heard him. He was starting to have a budding rap career.
It's time. Take your time in here. Just take a time out and feel. Nice, we opened up and we knew how much that you and I were real. How long I gotta climb up this hill.
Darren Waller is back in the National Football League. Anything to keep Darren Waller away from a recording microphone, I think, is actually a really, really good idea. That boy didn't need to be rapping anymore. He doesn't need to listen to rap music. He doesn't need to rap gifts. Nothing that has anything to do with it. So, Darren, you know what? I'm happy that you can go back to your other profession. Your girl left you. She's having a great career with the Los Angeles Sparks. You're not on the Raiders anymore. You're now playing for the Dolphins. You got traded for a 2026 sixth-round pick. Jonnu Smith is out. So, I mean, Darren Waller might help you win your fantasy league, but I'm telling you right now, you don't want a hot 16 from Darren Waller, because that was cheeks. That's what that was. That was dumpster juice. That was bad. Whatever that was, please stop that. Give all that studio that you built down in your basement, please donate that equipment to some children in need, because you don't need to be anywhere near the studio.
I don't know, man. Let's say he gets into a beef in one of their, you know, AFC East games with, I don't know, he gets into a beef with Christian Benford from the Bills. Maybe he could then have a diss track similar to what Kendrick did to Drake. It feels like he's right on the verge of something special. He just needs a little motivation. And getting back in the league is that motivation. Or he's broke because he broke up with Kelsey Plum or vice versa and used all his money to auto-tune that terrible rap.
That was bad. I don't know what that was, but that was bad.
He was once really good in the league, and now he's a very good player.
He was a very good player at one point in his life. That's it. He sounded like a great value Post Malone. I can't argue that. That's exactly what he sounded like. He sounded like a very bad rendition of Post Malone that I don't want any part of. No, thank you. Not at all. Please keep that away from me. Darren Waller, good luck to you as you are back in the National Football League. And I say this for everybody, please don't record another song. Don't shoot another video. Don't do anything of the sort. Just play football. And I would try to get back with Kelsey Plum. I'm a big Kelsey Plum fan myself. I think she's a very talented basketball player, and I like looking at her. So I would encourage you to try to fix that, whichever way you can fix it. I would try to get her back. You don't want to lose a good woman, and I feel like you lost a good woman.
Didn't they break up after he got traded from the Raiders to the Giants? Like, isn't that kind of the timeline? Do you think being in Miami is going to salvage that relationship? It feels like she didn't like to. I mean, he's played in fun spots. He must have done something wrong.
Yeah, no, he absolutely did something wrong. I mean, I don't know what he did wrong, but I'm just guessing. If I can blame either one of them for what happened, I'm going to go with that's his fault. I can't confirm or deny. I'm going to go out on the assumption, and I'm going to assume that it's his fault. I'm going to assume that he is the one at fault for why they're no longer together. That's what I'm going to guess. You want to know how I know? Because you're the one making songs to try to get her back. if you're the one that's in the recording booth with the guitar and you're singing to your old lady for her to come back, I'm going to assume that you are the reason that the relationship is no longer strong.
You don't see Kelsey Plum dropping a, you know, calling that rap seems a little bit unfair.
I don't know what he was doing. Crooning.
What is it that Usher said about T-Pain that got him all sad about how his auto-tune doesn't really count?
Ruined it for the real singers.
That feels like Darren Waller went to AI and was like, hey, let's just go down this path. What could go wrong?
Yeah, it was not good.
I downloaded that audio in the system earlier today. He's wearing a Letterman jacket walking around in like a field, very sad. The video might be as bad as the music, and the music's bad.
No, all of it is bad. It's a 0 out of 10. Would not recommend. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Josh Vernier. We go from one sad thing to another sad thing with our Royals insider. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.